No. I'm not getting it. We'll just do this on the recorder. And if guys need it, we'll just upload it. Okay, so it's on? Yeah, it's on. Okay. Chefer, what we are doing today is a really hard sigda of a woman who finds dam in the raglayim, a woman who finds blood inside the urine. Now, just to understand the sugya, we first have to recognize that medically speaking, dam nida comes from the uterus. It goes out through the cervix, through the vagina, vulva, ad kamen. The urine comes from the urinary bladder, and it goes out through the urethra, and through the, it comes out into the vagina as well, and then it leaves the body. But effectively, they are coming from two separate places, and effectively, dam, nida, and urine should have no kesher whatsoever to one and the other. Meaning to say that when a woman is urinating, she should not have menstrual blood. When she's menstruating, she should not have urine. They are two separate processes coming from two separate locations in the body. Technically speaking, if you look at images of female anatomy, you'll see like a smaller hole where the urine comes out. Again, into the vagina, into the inside of the labia, what we call the vagina. But ultimately speaking, it is two completely separate things. Nonetheless, when we get beneath the hood of the sugya, we see at the beginning of the ninth parak, there's a machlekes hatanayim. The Tana Reb Meir tells me that a woman who sees dam in the urine, so there's a distinction between omedes and yoshevas. If she's standing, it's tameya. If she's sitting, it's tahora. That's the opinion of the Tana Reb Meir. The Tana Reb Yossi says that bein kach ubein kach tahora. Whether it's omedes or yosheves, it's going to be tahora no matter what. That's what it says in the Mishnah. The Gemara tells me that for Reb Meir, there are two possibilities as to what could go wrong. Remember, urine and blood are not supposed to come out together. So what's the possibility that Reb Meir is metame for? So one possibility is called Hadar Meraglaim Lamachar Baisidan. One possibility is that the urine somehow backs up, it goes into the uterus, and that's what makes blood come out. If you look in the Sefer Nishmas Avraham by Dr. Abraham S. Abraham, he's like the mumcha in medical halacha, Dr. Abraham writes, Kirofe einani mevin davar zeh, meaning to say, medically speaking, siznichayach. What does it mean that the urine is going to back up into the uterus and bring out dam? Right? That don't happen. Like, fashteyach nesh, he says, I don't know what's going on. So, actually, if I could, I just ask one of you to send to the Shir WhatsApp group that Zoom is down today, so that the people who were there listening on Zoom will like figure out what's going on. But Dr. Abraham Tynes, I don't know what is going on over here. It happens that Artsgro Mishnayis is a very good source. Whatever you say about Artsgro in general, we could discuss that maybe in the Hashkafa talk, but Artsgro Mishnayis is actually very good. And in the Artsgro Mishnayis, in a footnote, they point out that sometimes there is a concern of a fissure that develops between the urinary bladder and the uterus. Sometimes there's like a crack. The real issue that we have in this sugya, the reason why blood would come out, is one of two things. It could be that the blood will come out because it's what we call a UTI, a urinary tract infection. Or it could be that the dam is going to come out because, the Gemara says, Hadar Meir Glam Lamakar
the icy dam. Again, that's concern number one that the Gemara addresses, which probably means that there is some fissure, there is some crack, and the urine, when the urinary bladder, let's say, gets very full, the urine will go through that crack into the uterus and bring out dam. This is what the Mishnayis of the Arts Grill says. And in fact, if you look in the Sefer Maharach or Zeruah, the Maharach or Zeruah actually understands something along these lines. That the concern is that the Meraklayim, so to speak, gets so full, it pushes the dam out. And what will happen, effectively, is that the dam will end up coming out through the regular urinary tract. Meaning, according to Maharach or Zeruah, it's going to get so full that the Meraklayim will spill over into the uterus, and then it will back up and come out of the urethra, come out of the urinary area. The reason why that's a very interesting pshat is because this pshat would mean that the end of our siman, where we have this complicated bedikas maharil, the bedikas marivayil, that a woman could test herself, that you put like a cloth or like a cotton ball inside, and if you see that it's very clean, so you know that it's not dam from the uterus. According to the Maharach or Zeruah, that's not true, because the concern might be that the urine goes into the uterus and then forces dam from the uterus out through the urethra. So even though it's coming out of the urethra, but it could be it's uterine dam, not that it is UTI, not that it is dam for some infection. Okay. Again, the others assume that hadar meraglayim, the muck of icy dam, would mean that the meraglayim is going to end up coming out the same way that uterine blood comes out, through the same mechanism, going from the uterus to the cervix and coming out, rather than going through the urinary bladder, etc. Point one. So that's just Chas HaRiver. The Meir says that a isha who sees dam aymedas tameya yeshevas tahora. The concern that Reb Meir is mitame by omedes might be hadar meraglayim lamak of icy dam. There's another concern that the Gemara brings up, which is that Reb Meir is worried about basar de tamumaya icy dam. That after she stops urinating, blood will come. Now, the simple lashon of that Gemara sounds like the way Rashi understands the sugya, which is that she stops urinating, chick-chack, boom, stop sign, French, alright, stop, and then you go right on, and then she begins to get her period, and then dam comes right after. Taisus says, come on, we're not pleasures for that. That doesn't make any sense. Rather, according to Taisus, basar de tamumaya icy dam is a fancy way of saying that at the end of her process of urinating, hadar meraglayim lamak of icy dam. According to Taisus, basar de tamumaya is an advanced Talmud way of saying hadar meraglayim lamak. Okay, so let's go through the sugya. Reb Meir is mitame, because Reb Meir is worried about hadar meraglayim lamak of icy dam, or Reb Meir is mitame because of basar de tamumaya icy dam. The Gemara says that if it's based on basar de tamumaya, so then that would happen if you find the blood on the sfas hasefel. That would happen if you find the blood on the rim of the... They used to urinate in pots and like bedpans. They didn't have toilets the same way that we have. So if you're worried about basar de tamumaya, so then you would find the dam on the edge of the bedpan. You would not find the dam in the middle of the bedpan. This is all in the Gemara. The Gemara then tells me that la halacha, we paskin like Reb Yossi. We don't paskin like Reb Meir. The Rambam and L'chaer Rashi understand, and the Mechaber paskins this way, that what that means is when a woman sees dam in urine, she is categorically tahira. There is zero concern. The Rambam understands, probably, again, not compelling, probably, at least the Beis Yosef seems to put it this way, that Reb Meir says you're tameh because Reb Meir's l'shitaso throughout Shas, Reb Meir's chayish l'miyuta. Reb Meir's worried about situations that are rare. Now, rare means a miyut. The Gemara says that Reb Meir is not chayshish for miyuta demiyuta, for a super miyut. But if it's one miyut, if it's an unusual case, Reb Meir is chayshish. That's why Reb Meir says, katan uktan alochotim lo miyavmin, katan shami yimotze saris, katan shami timotze islandess. Let's be honest, how often do you find a person who's a saris, no? Doesn't happen that often. How often do you have a girl who's an islandess? Doesn't happen so often. But Reb Meir is chayshish lo miyuta. Right throughout Shas, Reb Meir is chayshish lo miyuta. Reb Meir over here also is chayish l'miyuta. He's chayish that the dam is going to be hodem erglaim l'makor v'aisi dam. That's not a usual occurrence. That's when there's some like fissure between the urinary bladder and the uterus. That's weird. It doesn't happen. Reb Meir is chayish l'miyuta. Reb Yossi says I'm not chayish l'miyuta. That would mean l'cha'ira. That all of the concerns that Reb Meir has, sai the concern of hodamayim l'mokor v'aisidam, sai the concern of basar d'tamomayo, Reb Yossi disagrees with both of them. Or certainly if they're the same concern, Reb Yossi disagrees. Reb Yossi is not chayshish l'miyot. So therefore the din is that you are tahor l'gamrei. That's the shita of the Rambam. Rashi l'cha'era has to hold this way also. Because Rashi tells me that physically speaking, when you are when a woman is standing up, the urine will not come out as a flow. The urine will come out trickle, trickle, trickle. Now, in the case when she is sitting and the urine comes out trickle, 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 Reb Yossi says you're tahira. So hu hadin, when you're standing and the urine comes out trickle, 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 it has to come out trickle, 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 because physically speaking, it can't come out mizanekes or mikalachas. It can't come out like in full force. So therefore, Reb Yossi says, Yitahora b'chol inyan, that's the shita of Rashi / Rambam, definitely the shita of the Mechaber. However, the Tosfos disagrees with Rashi, and the Rush quotes only this opinion in Tosfos. If you read the Tosfos slowly and carefully, I tried to do this again this morning, there are really a few different opinions in the Tosfos. And the first opinion in Tosfos, mamish, makes your head spin trying to go through the Gemara according to that first opinion in Tosfos. But the second opinion in Tosfos is the opinion that the Rush endorses, which is that when you're standing, it's physically possible to be mizanekes and to be shoseses. A woman is standing, the urine, could come out in full thrust, in full force, or it could come out trickle, trickle, trickle. Our Gemara is talking about oimedes and mizanekes. What that means is that in a case of oimedes and shoseses, our Gemara is not dealing with that at all. And in that case, it could be that Reb Yossi is mitamei. We know from the Gemara that Reb Yossi is mitaher by yosheves and shoseses, says this opinion in the Rush and this second opinion in Tosfos. But by omedes, I know that Reb Yossi is mitaher in the case that Reb Meir says is tamei. But if the case that Reb Meir says is tamei is talking about omedes and mizanekes, which, let's be honest, in that case, it's omedes itself is very rare, mizanekes is pretty rare, itself to stand up and to have the urine come out in full thrust. In that case, Reb Meir says you're tamei, and Reb Yosi says you're tahar. But it could be that oimedes v'shei seses, where I have two concerns. Dehainu, I have a concern of hodamei regain l'makar, and I have a concern of basar d'tamemaya. So then, maybe in that situation, the chachomim, or Reb Yosi says you're tamei. That's the first opinion in the Rambam. The first opinion in the Ramah says that the Reb Yosi is mitame in one out of four cases. There are four cases, no? You could be oimedes, yosheves. You could be shoseses, mizanekes. Right? Any time that you're yosheves, the Reb Yosi says you're tahar. When it's oimedes, Reb Yosi says it's tahar by mikalachas, by when it comes out with power. But oimedes and shoseses, version one of the Ramah says is going to be tamei. Version two of the Ramah is what we call super duper chumrah, but even version two of the Ramah is not going to be as super duper chumrah as some of the achrayim make it. It's unbelievable the way like Judaism works. Version 2 of the Ramah says that we are mitame every case in the sense of 3 out of 4 cases we are mitame. The only case that is tahar is going to be yosheves and mizanekes. That's the only case that's tahar. But oimedes is categorically tame. Yosheves and sheiseses is going to be tamei, because of the concern of basar d'tamemaya. The only time I am metaher is when I have yosheves and mizanekes.
Why does he say that omedes and mizanekes is?
So he assumes that omedes is going to be tamei no matter what. No, omedes is tamei no matter what. Yosheves, there's a distinction between shoseses and mizanekes. This is talking about we are going like Reb Yosi. Well, halacha we pass him like Reb Yosi. Now you want to know why? I didn't get to why yet.
What?
It goes against the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, and Isha Shaisa Otsis Rachecha, Reb Meir says, Oimedes Tameya, Reb Yosi says, Benkach Ubenkach Tahira, but this Shita is saying, Benkachu Benkach Tahira means Oimedes and Yosheves is going to be Tahira, but Afilu Hachi, Reb Yosi is Mitame. The Mishnah says you're Tahar. So there are two ways of saying this. There is the Hagos Maimani way and the Rabbeinu Chanano way. The Hagos Maimani way says as follows. Hagos Maimani way says, it's Hagos Maimani Perakei Oisbeis. The Hagos Maimani says that, you know what? Reb Yosi is only metaher in the sense of he does not hold the chshash of Hadamei Reglein Lamach of Aizidan. But Reb Yosi does hold the chshash of Basar D'Tamumaya Aizidan. What that would mean, L'cha'ayra, is that any time that there is a concern of basar d'tamumaya, any time that we have to be worried that when the urine stops, the dam comes. So in that situation, we are going to be mitame. When do I have a concern of basar d'tamumaya icy dam? So I have that concern, the Gemara says, unless the dam ends up in the middle of the seifel. If the dam ends up on the side of the seifel, then I'm worried about basar d'tamemaya icy dam. When I sit, I can distinguish between the middle and the edge. Because when I sit, I can position myself in a way that the dam should come out in the middle. When I stand, I cannot really position myself in such a way. When I stand, I don't have the same precision. So therefore, it doesn't matter where the dam ends up. Even if the dam ends up in the middle, I still have to be worried about Basar D'Tamamaya Aisi Dam. Our Mishnah apparently was not nervous about that concern. Or Bizman HaMishnah, according to the Agos Maimani, they had some way of dealing with it, not sure the Metzias. But the Ramah's understanding might be, and if you look in whoever wrote the footnotes in the Shulchan Aruch, whoever wrote the Marim HaKaimis in the Shulchan Aruch, after the second opinion in the Ramah, that we are only going to be mitaher if it is Yosheves and Mikalachas, the author of this parenthesis says, this is the Beis Yosef in the name of Hagos Maimon. Right? That's the way it appears in the standard version. However, Rib Shapsi HaKoyen Rappaport, 1621 to 1662, coolest person ever. The Shach tells me that the Ramah is based on totally different shita. The Ramah is based on a shita of the Rabbeinu Chananel that's quoted in Taisvis on Daf Yud Daled. Let's take a step back. On Daf Yud Daled, the Gemara makes a dimyon. Very hard to understand exactly what this dimyon is. The Gemara makes a comparison between Ra'as Adam b'hashtona and the din of Eid She'ino Bodok. That's a comparison that's found in the Gemara. Now, that comparison could lead us in two directions. That comparison could lead us to say that Eid She'ino Bodok and Ra'as Adam b'hashtona are both in Gans and Tahar. That's one way of learning that comparison. And in fact, that's the way the Rashba learns the comparison. That even Eid She'ino Bodok that we spoke about in Siman Kuf Tzad, Yisif Lam and Vav Lam and Zayin, Eid She'ino Bodok is Tahar entirely. However, the Rabbeinu Chananel says, whoa. Eid She'ino Bodok, in my opinion, says Rabbeinu Chananel, is Tameh, like a Kesem is Tameh. Meaning it's tummy if it is more than a gris. Midin kesem. So who hadin Ra'as Adam b'hashtona is going to be tummy midin kesem. Now, although by Eid She'enoi Bodok I make a distinction between the size of the stain, right? Meaning yosei mikigris and pachais mikigris, but by hashtona I don't make such a distinction, because when I have a stain that's on the cloth, I can be nervous about a macholas. Maybe a bug got on it, and the size of a bug is a gris. But when it's coming migufa, when it's coming with the urine, so oisai makom is budok etzel macholas, so memela, any tiny amount is going to be tummy. So the Rabbeinu Chananel's opinion is that Ra'as Adam b'hashtona is Tomei Mishum Kesem. It's Tomei Mishum Kesem. It's Tomei Midrabonin. The Shach assumes, the Shach in Os Gimel, says that the second opinion, the Hainu, second opinion of the Ramah, goes like the Rabbeinu Chananel. I pask in that way. First of all, Shakol Devarav Divrei Kabbalah, the Rishonim have such a nusach about Rabbeinu Chananel, probably because Rabbeinu Chananel was like the earliest of the Rishonim. Rabbeinu Chananel lived in the 10th century, no? Rabbeinu Chananel probably is in Kairouan, North Africa, 10th century. According to tradition, he's one of the Dalet Shavuyim. If you look in the Ravid, the historian, in the Sefer HaKabbalah of the Ravid, so he tells the story about how there were four captives who somehow brought Taira to northern Africa. We don't know how Taira ended up getting from the great yeshivas in Babel, Sura and Pumbedisa. How did you end up with Taira in northern Africa? How did the Rif end up in northern Africa? How did Rabbeinu Chananel end up in Kairouan, which I think is in the Sudan or something? How did he get there? Right? So the answer is there's some boat, and there are four Talmidei Chachamim on the boat. It sounds like you're setting up a joke. But right, the fourth time they found them on the boat capsizes, they end up in Northern Africa, and that's how Tyre gets to Northern Africa, according to one opinion. The Rif was one of these. It doesn't really work out chronologically. The Rif and the Rabbi Elchanan are not exactly the same time. Okay, we do the best we can. Maybe, I don't know. We do the best we can. But that's the story of the Dalet Shebuyim.
Rabbi Elchanan called the Vav Devrei Kabbalah, probably because he's very early. So the Rishonim took him extremely seriously. Rabbi Elchanan says, Yatame Mishum Kesem, Zak Deshach, because of the dimyan between Eich Eino Bodok and Ras Adam HaHashtana, that's why it has to be Tamei as a Kesem. Zak Deshach. This is the implication that you get from Rashi in the Gemara also.
You see, at the end of the Mishnah, there's a case of Ish v'Isha. You have a man and a woman who are both urinating into the same bedpan. And in that case, again, there's a machlokes between Reb Shimon and the rest of Judaism, whether you are Tahar or not. It's like a Svek Sveka. Maybe the dam came from her, maybe not, right? Maybe it came from him. Even if it came from her, maybe it's blood that came from like a urinary infection. Svek Sveka. Reb Shimon says your tummy. Zok the Gemara, how come you need to say the second case? If Reb Yossi is mitaher, even if she is the only one urinating in the bedpan, how come you have to say the case of Ish v'Isha? So Zok the Gemara, that case is l'chatpila, and the other case is b'diyavet. Zok the Shach. The difference between l'chatpila and b'diyavet is not only a distinction l'inyan taharis, the way the Beis Yosef said it, the way we would have thought normally, l'chatchila b'diyaver adinim in taharis, l'bayla, I should use different Hebrew terms. I should speak about temeya or tohera, no? Asura or muteris. L'chatchila and b'diyaver don't seem to make sense. But the Shach writes that l'chatchila b'diyaver applies even l'bayla, somehow. And once we're saying that it's mutar l'chatchila only by the case of the ish v'ish and the seifel, that would mean if you just have an ish and the seifel, Reb Yossi would be metame l'chatchila, and the Shach understands l'chatchila as midin kesem. Right? The Shach is mamish making seven jumps. And then the Shach pulls a Shach, meaning to say, the Shach's entire derech halimur is that he feels that all Rishonim agree with him. Right? So the Shach says, ah, oh, I'm right, and not only am I right, right, because Rashi says this, but the Mordechai says it also, and Rashi says this, and the Rashba says this. Whoa, 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 what's the Shach doing? He's not making a cholent over here, no? The Rashba says, what's the Rashba say? The Rashba says, I'm a dame, eid she'ein opaduk, teras adam b'hashdono. But the Rashba writes, yeah, they're the same halacha, therefore they are both tohar legamrei. You see what the Shach is doing? The Shach is mamash cheating. Right? One thing, I was talking to a guy yesterday, I gave a guy a bechina. The guy was actually very good in learning. So the guy was like, what should he work on in learning? So I told him the thing to work on is not to believe anyone. Don't believe people. Especially the Shach. The Shach tells you that the Rashba says it. Look it up. No, he doesn't. By the way, the Mordechai also doesn't say it. The Mordechai is the same as Hagos Maimini. Right? The Shach is mamish deceiving you, Hank is Morgan. Right? You have to look stuff up very carefully. Again, obviously we don't have the time always to do every Shach like this, but it's an important yesod. Oh. So the Shach writes that the Pshat in the Ramah is that an Isha who sees Dam b'mei raglayim is Tamei'a Mishum Kesem. Tamei'a Mishum Kesem. But if the dam, if it's mikalachas and toichas seifel, so for some reason you're not tamei mishum kesem. You're only tamei mishum kesem when I have some chash of hadamei reglaim lamakav asidam or basa de tamamaya asidam. But you're not tamei mishum kesem when it's mikalachas and it ends up toichas seifel. Yeah?
That's not much worse of that piece of who brings.
Yes. Agreed. Agreed. The Ramah seems to be
like no one. The second version of the Ramah seems to be like no one. The Shach is trying to shtup it into the Rabbeinu Chanan. Now, but l'chor, according to Rabbeinu Chanan, you should be tamei midin kesem in every case, in 4 out of 4. According to the Ramah, though, you're only tamei in 3 out of 4. This is mamish very hard. It's mamish very hard. I don't know what to do with this Ramah. What I could say is azoy. And this is a practical halacha, but not what the Ramon means. The Sidrei Tahara writes that ein anu bekiyam. We don't know what is Sfas HaSeifel, what is Emtza HaSeifel. Therefore, you're Tomei B'cholinyin. So practically speaking, according to Sidrei Tahara, 4 out of 4 cases you're Tomei. But that's not what the Ramon means. The Ramon knew that it's Sfas HaSeifel and Emtza HaSeifel. Also, I don't understand what type of bikiyas do you need to know about what's the edge of the toilet, what's the middle of the toilet. I'm sorry, but like I don't know how much of a bucket you have to be to figure this one out. But Azoy, if the Ramah is quoting the Rabbeinu Chanan, the way the Shach learns, so l'cha'ir I have certain kulas. I'm going to say it's like the Rabbeinu, it's Tomei Mishum Kesem. But we're going to say it's Tomei Mishum Kesem, even Pachis Mikhe Gris, because like we noted, also Makum is Badake to Macholis. But if it's a Din Mishum Kesem, so then I have Kulas of Ksamim. I have a Kula of Davar She'ena Mekabal Tuma. I have a Kula, so what's it then? Dovr Shem Mekabal Tumah. Dovr Shem Mekabal Tumah is not Mekabal Ksumim. So if I see water, if I see dam in our toilets, Bizman Hazan, I have to figure out whether the water in our toilets is Mekabal Tumah. Their case was not a toilet like we have it. Their case was a seifel. A seifel is a bedpan. A bedpan. But 1 second, isn't it Tzavua? Most bedpans that I've seen are tzavua, no? They're not white. They're tzavua. So, oh my, you're going to have to, that time I'm talking about a white bedpan. And bizman hazeh, l'cha'era, the din might not apply at all. Because our toilets, well, maybe our toilets are white. Our toilets, like we spoke about, though, might not be mekabel tumah, because it's mechubar labayis, etc. Like the Ramos said in Kufzadi. What about the water in our toilets? So you have to learn the first Mishnah in Maseches Mikvos, that there's Shesh Malos B'Mikvah. One of them is Megabayim. A tiny amount of water that's considered Mechubah L'Karka is not Mekabel Tumah ever. Or water that's Mechubah L'Karka is not Mekabel Tumah ever. That's basically the fundamental Yesod of Mikvos. So therefore, the water in my toilet is mechubar lekarka because it's connected through the pipes to the karka. There's a long tshuva in the There's a long tshuva in the Minchas Yitzchak in Chelak Tes Siman Sadi Gimel, where he's mefalpel about whether toilet water is mekabel tumah. Okay, but I asked Reb Vival Cohen years ago. I sent him a letter. I said, Rebbe, I'm learning Simen Kuf Tzadi Aleph, and you find Dam in the Mei Raglayim. What color is urine, gentlemen?
Depends.
Most often, what color is urine?
Yellow.
Right? Or the urine could end up being like amber colored, which probably means that you're dehydrated, so you should take a drink. But yellow. Yellow is a tzavua. Elamai. I said maybe there's a raya from this simen. Like the Chazanish, and what they call in the name of the Chazanish, and like the Shevet HaLevi, that yellow is not considered Davar Tzavua by Ksamim. So Reb Vival says, no, he doesn't think that's the Pshat. He thinks the Pshat is like the Chochmas Adam that the Sidrei Tahara likes, that Tzavua Bidei Shamayim doesn't have a din of Tzavua. I think the whole thing is a joke. I think the whole thing is a joke for two reasons. When I spoke to Rabbi Sabalovsky about this, I told him I have a letter from Reb Vival Cohen. Reb Vival says it's not a raya to this yesoid, but it's a raya that Savur B'Dei Shemayim. So Rabbi Sabalovsky said, come on, urine could be white, not yellow, and maybe that's the case. Okay. But I think there's a more fundamental reason why it's not a kasha. You see, Ros Adam b'hashdona, if it has a din of a kesem, l'cha'ora, it's more chamor than a regular kesem. A regular kesem, I know, there is no hargosha at all. The Gemara Nun Zayin Amud Beis, however, is bothered by the kasha. How could you possibly be metame by Isha Sheros Adam b'hashdona? How could you possibly be metame? There's no hargosha. Zok the Gemara, Dilma hargoshas, meiraglayim havoi. No? Meaning to say, there's a real suffik, possibly a suffik da'iraisa, that she's tamea. If it's potentially a suffik da'iraisa, so l'cha'ora, the din of, or the kula of tzavua does not apply when it's suffik da'iraisa. For example, right, on a bedikah cloth, they ask a kasha. The Alter Rebbe in Shulchan Aruch has a kasha. How come dam that's found on the bedikah cloth is going to be tamei? The bedikah cloth is too small. I think katan has to be gimel tfachim by gimel tfachim. No? Tzemer and pishdim is gimel tzbais by gimel tzbais. Right? So how could it ever be tamei? So maybe you hold like the Sidrei Tahara that there's a din of Tumas Masa. Right, maybe what? The pashtus is that it's tamei b'koshahu because it's a suffik d'iraisa. And by a suffik d'iraisa, I don't have any of the kulos of ksamim. So I would maintain, and I found that in the back of the Shulchan Aruch, they have this sefer, I don't know who wrote it. It's basically like a prima godem. It's called the Turei Kesef and the Sifsei Levi. So the Sifsei Levi is comments on the Shach. Sifsei Levi writes over here. Then Sifsei Levi Kupza the Aleph, I don't remember, Ois Gimel, towards the end. He says he thinks that when it comes with the Meiraglayim, there's a real Chshash min ha-Toyra of Hargoshas Meiraglayim. So therefore, we don't have the Kulas of Darvash Eino Mekabel Tuma, nor do we have the Kula of Savua. That's what I would say is the Pashat Pshat.
Is that
what
the Hagos Maimon
is
also saying?
The Hagos Maimon, I thought, is not working Midin Kesem at all. The Hagos Maimon is saying that that everyone agrees to the Chashash of Basud Tamaya, I said that. The Hagos Maimon, the Rabbeinu Chanan also running Midin Kesem. If the Shach is right that the Pshat in the Ramah is like the Rabbeinu Chana, no? So Mimela, what am I going to do about Savua? What am I going to do about Dovash in the Makabal Tuma? So it could be that we're more Machmir over here. The Minchas Yitzchak in that Shuvah, the Chayot Tesem and Tzadi Gimel, is willing to be make on blood that's found in the toilet, because he argues that toilet water is not Makabal Tuma, but according to the Sifsei Levi, this will not help. Now it happens that the there's a long biurim in the Badei HaShulchan, by the way, about whether toilet water is mekabel tuma, whether tzoa is mekabel tuma. If you see the dam on top of the tzoa, when you're using the restroom, etc. Very lengthy discussion. Okay, ayin sham. It happens that what we're arguing is that even according to Rabbeinu Chananu, that there's tumas ksamim on Ros Adam b'hashdona, but it's a more chomer type of ksamim. There is, however, a shita that the Piskei Tshuva quotes that we are more megal on Ros Adam b'hashdona than we are on other ksanim. In Simen Kuf Tzadi, Se'if Beis, we said that there are no ksanim by a katana, but there are ksanim by a zakena, by a meuberes, etc. Even though women who are not expected to get blood, you have a postmenopausal woman. You have a woman who's pregnant. She's not supposed to get her period. But the din of ksamim still applies. By katana, it doesn't apply. The Panim Me'irais, who's the grandfather of the Pesachei Tshuva, the Panim Me'irais in the Tshuva writes that there is no din of Ros Adam b'hashdona by an Isha Zakena. And everyone jumps up and down. They spit wet and nickels. What do you mean? But there are ksamim by Yisha Zakena. The Teretz is, he holds
that even according to this Rabbeinu Hananel, that I treat Rasa Dama Hashdana like a kesem, but it's more makel than an ordinary kesem. And the reason for this, that it's more makel, is because, as we'd say in Yiddish, the chshash is very far-fetched. What's the chshash? Hadr mei reglaim l'makar. Basa de tamu maya. Right? These chshashos are not normative. It's not expected that you're going to have these situations. So it's highly unlikely. By a regular kesem, so the possibility that it is real need of blood is a more significant possibility. Okay, I cannot tell you how long it took me to organize the sugya like this. But effectively what we have is as follows. Mechaber is meko on 4 out of 4 cases. That's the shita of Rambam and Rashi, l'chaira. Rama number 1 is machmir on 1 case. Machmir by Oimedes and Shoseses. Right, that's Ramon number 1. That is the Shita of the Rush. Right? Omedes and Mikalachas is okay. Omedes and Shoseses is not okay. Again, Ayin in the Shach and the Taz, that the Ramon over there makes a distinction between Svasa Seifel and Emsa Seifel, and he makes the partial distinction, not the complete distinction. Ayin Shum, it's a little too detailed to get into now. Ramon number 2 is machmir in 3 out of 4 cases. Right? Mechaber is machmir 0. Rama 1 is machmir 1. Rama 2 is machmir 3 out of 4. The only time Rama 2 is mekel is Yosheves and Mikalachas. That Rama, we have 2 versions of it. Either it's based on this Hagos Maimini, that somehow the Shasha Basar the Tamumaya, and we have to say that by Mikalachas, that Shash somehow, by Yoshas Mikalachas, that Shash doesn't exist. Or, like the Shach learns, it's based on the Rabbeinu Chanano. But the Shach says that the Rashi says, like the Rabbeinu Chanano, like we just pointed out, no, he doesn't. The Shach, like, stacks the deck that everyone agrees with the Rabbeinu Chanano. We don't understand why, according to Rabbeinu Chanano, the din should be that by Yosheves and Mikalachas it's going to be Heter Gomor. L'chaira, just like in the 3 cases that's Tamei Mishum Kesem, in case 4 it should also be Tamei Mishum Kesem. In terms of Tuma Mishum Kesem, we also have 2 possibilities, whether it's more Chamor than ordinary Ksamim, in the sense of that there's no Kula of Tzavua and Eino Mekabel Tuma. That's the approach that the Sifsei Levi takes. I would say that that approach solves my issue of tzavua. The Panim Me'iros, however, takes the approach that it's more mekel than ordinary ksav. Now, gentlemen, tomorrow, for whatever the reason, at noon, I have something I have to do with the kol ha'oyom. Can we have shir tomorrow, 10:45? I think, though, because we are a little bit behind, I think I'm going to have to do nida tomorrow. I want to try to finish Kuf Tzadi Aleph. So we're going to try to do Nida tomorrow and just make a few more Ha'aros on this Sugya because I like it. It's kind of cool. Most people don't even spend time on this. I happen to like this Sugya very much.